cannot fly very
FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Years ago, Todd Rundgren released his album, A Wizard, A True Star, and it sounded like nothing else. Rundgren was pushing boundaries, both in the technical creation of the music, but also on a higher level.
Really, the entire approach to sound in this record, its exploration of the mind, the spirit, the nature of sound itself, like the whole record is a trip.
That's World Cafe correspondent John Morrison. He'll take you on a journey through Rundgren's A Wizard, A True Star coming up. He'll talk about what the album meant when it came out and how its influence continues to reverberate.
There's no bedroom pop auteur, like budding genius with a four-track tape recorder that doesn't know about this record or wasn't inspired by it.
Talking about Todd Rundgren's A Wizard, A True Star on an all-new Culture Corner today. I'm Raina Duris. This is World Cafe. Here's an artist Todd Rundgren remembers seeing live for the first time. He says Peter Gabriel would duck behind a podium between each song on a show and come up as a different character, and that influenced Todd in a big way. In this song, Peter Gabriel is a sledgehammer. Welcome back to the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, joined by John Morrison. John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. Every month he joins me for the Culture Corner and connects the dots for us across all different genres of music. Hey, John, how's it going?
I'm good, Raina. How are you?
Great. Feel good. Happy to have you here. What did you bring for us today?
Today, I brought one of my all-time favorite albums. It's Todd Rundgren, A Wizard, A True Star. Sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I don't know.
I just don't know what to feel. Sometimes I don't know what to feel. From Todd Rundgren's 1973 album, A Wizard, A True Star. John, tell us why you wanted to talk about Todd Rundgren and this album today.
Yeah, this album has so much range and creativity. It's weird. It's colorful. It doesn't really sound like anything that was released at the time in 1973. You know, when we think of psychedelia and psychedelic rock, you know, we immediately think of the 1960s, right? But A Wizard of True Star was really an extension of the psychedelic sound and the approach. There's a lot of mythology and speculation around the meaning of this album and what Todd Rundgren's intentions were in making this record. But to me, at its core, it's about exploration. A lot of the songs touch on the theme of exploration, but really the entire approach to sound in this record, it's exploration of the mind, the spirit, the nature of sound itself. Like, the whole record is a trip.
You said back there that there's a lot of speculation and sort of mythology around this album. What can you tell us about that?
It's kind of vague. I've been reading interviews with Todd Rundgren talking about his mind state in making this record. But the thing that mainly stuck out to me in hearing him talk about this process was that Todd Rundgren was trying to create something that sonically represented like the state of his consciousness at the time of making this record. So clearly, you know, psychedelics were involved. And I've heard Todd Rundgren say that at this point in his life, he had become conscious of his own inner world or inner working. And this record sonically, from what I understand, is a representation of that, or him trying to map that out through sound.
That is so cool. Let's dig into that sonic experimentation. Talk about the sound of this album and what makes it so unique.
A Wizard of True Star has such a rich palette of sounds. There's synthesizers, tape loops, all of this weird modulation effects, chorus and flanger and phase effects and all of that. It's really like a bouquet of colorful sounds. And you know, it's interesting, too, because this record is structured in suites, or as one large suite, really. So certain songs flow into each other without breaks. And this album really takes the adventurous spirit of psychedelia and expands on it.
We're going to hear one of the songs, or I guess two songs, one that flows into another next. So why did you want to play International Feel, Never Never Land?
Yeah, International Feel and Never Never Land, incredible way to start a record, right? And like you said, these two songs flow into each other. International Feel really evokes all of these ideas of like universality. Todd Rundgren has this line where he's saying like, there's always more, you know what I mean? There's always more experience, more adventure to be had. And you know, this record came out 6 years after The Summer of Love. So it very much feels like he's commenting on that idealism of the 60s and the psychedelic age. But then we flow into Never Never Land, which is this beautiful cover of the tune from Peter Pan. Rundgren presents it as this gorgeous piano ballad. It's just a crazy, ambitious, and beautiful way to start off a record.
International Feel, Never Never Land, Todd Rundgren on World Cafe.
Oh,
dreams are born and time is never planned. It's not on any chart, you must find it in your heart. Never, never land. It may be miles beyond the moon, or right there where you stand. Just keep an open mind, and then suddenly you'll find. Never, never.
From his 1973 album, A Wizard, A True Star, that was Todd Rundgren with international feel, Never Never Land. We're talking about that album today on the Culture Corner here on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris, joined by John Morrison. Todd Rundgren, known as a great pop songwriter, but on A Wizard, A True Star, he's experimenting with the structure of pop and rock music. How were the songs on this album different from what Todd had done before?
Yeah, it's interesting because the album that came out prior to A Wizard, A True Star, 1972, Something Anything, it was a beautiful album. It has all these gorgeous ballads, hit songs like I Saw the Light. It has like power pop songs like Couldn't I Just Tell You, which might be really like my favorite Todd Rundgren song of all time. It's just packed with these fantastic conventional songs. Right. A Wizard of True Star is different because Todd Rundgren even talked about how he wanted to get out of that practice of writing just like straightforward pop songs. So on this album, you hear that experimentation and that break from convention. You know, you have songs like Just Another Onion Head, which is like this surreal kind of like funhouse mirror pop song. But then you have all of these little weird interludes throughout this record. Very short, abstract ideas. You can tell that he was trying to intentionally like blow up the formula of pop music.
So how does the song Zen Archer fit into all that?
Zen Archer is a beautiful, beautiful song. It's, in my opinion, the sonic and emotional centerpiece of this album. To me, it's all about like the impermanence of life, right? The world is filled with all these beautiful things that are born, and then eventually they die. At least that's how I interpret Zen Archer. And it's just a fantastic song that takes you on a journey.
From A Wizard, A True Star, this is Zen Archer, Todd Rundgren on The World Cafe. From A Wizard, A True Star, an album that turns 50 this year by Todd Rundgren. That was Zen Archer. We're talking about A Wizard, A True Star with John Morrison today on the Culture Corner on World Cafe. John, we've talked about how Todd Rundgren incorporated psychedelic rock and electronic sounds on this album. But could you talk about some of the other musical influences that show up here?
Yeah, this album is pretty varied musically while also being distinct. you can hear him pulling all of these different genres into these songs. His early music career, he played in local bands here in Philly, like Woody's Truck Stop, the Psych Garage Band, the Naz, you know, all these like local Philly rock bands. But Todd Rundgren was also entrenched in and deeply influenced by R&B. You know, in the 60s, R&B was at its height, you know, in the 60s and 70s here in Philadelphia. So apparently when Todd Rundgren was a teenager, he would show up at the offices of Cameo Parkway, which is a legendary Philly R&B label, and try to audition and, you know, get a record deal. So he was around, you know, all of this sound and being inspired by R&B and garage rock and all of this stuff. And you really hear that influence peeking through on A Wizard, A True Star. There's a beautiful, sweet medley of tunes on this album where he's covering, you know, Smokey Robinson, The Impressions, The Delphonics, The Capitals. It's really a gorgeous ode to all of this R&B music that he grew up listening to as a teenager in Philly.
We're going to listen to that medley right now to finish things off. The last track we're going to hear from Todd Rundgren's A Wizard, A True Star. It's a medley of I'm So Proud, Ooh Baby Baby, La La Means I Love You, and Cruel Jerk.
Yeah, baby, then all the world. I'm so proud, I'm so proud, I'm so proud of you, 'cause you're only one that looks good.
know I may refuse, but I'm only human. You've made mistakes too. I'm crying. Whisper, I still love you until that day is here. Ooh, I'm crying. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby. Deep down inside, they know I'm cool. I said-
I said now the moment of truth has finally come, when I will show you some of that cougar. All right, now I want to hear a little bit of the drums by himself there. Woo! All right, now I want to hear a little bit of the bass with those 88s.
Todd Rundgren with a medley of I'm So Proud, Ooh Baby Baby, La La Means I Love You, and Cool Jerk. That's from his album, A Wizard, A True Star, released in 1973. We're talking about it on the World Cafe today on the Culture Corner with John Morrison. Looking back 50 years since it was released, what is A Wizard, A True Star's legacy?
A Wizard, A True Star is really a high artistic achievement to me. The album's playfulness, its adventurousness, its range really shows that Todd Rundgren didn't really have too many peers who could create on this level in 1973. Stevie Wonder released Inner Visions the same year, so I kind of think of both of them in similar ways, being like these big, complex pop records. And, you know, there was a level of complexity and experimentation sonically on this record that not a lot of people could do, you know. And it's even more impressive when you read about it in a book like A Wizard, A True Star, Todd Rundgren in the Studio, Paul Meyer's book on Todd Rundgren's career as a musician and as a wielder of sound. It's more impressive when you read that this record was created in a makeshift studio in a loft apartment, right?
Wow.
And what they were doing, even like on a technical level, like what they were doing with like the engineering of this record, the arrangement, there's not a lot of music that reached that level of complexity, pop records that reached that level of complexity in 1973. And it inspired a whole bunch of stuff that came out of it. There's no bedroom pop auteur, like, budding genius with a four-track tape recorder that doesn't know about this record or wasn't inspired by it.
If you're listening and this is the first time you've heard of this record, you know, it was great to hear some tracks from it, but it's one of those albums that I think really benefits from a full album listen. So go listen to the whole thing. A Wizard, A True Star from Todd Rundgren turns 50 this year. John Morrison, thank you so much for bringing us this record and talking about it.
Yeah, thank you, Raina.
John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. He joins me every month for the Culture Corner. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Hi, this is Nick Harcourt, inviting you to join me weekday mornings from 6 till 10 a.m. for the Nick Harcourt Show with Jet, along with features like our Latin Alternative Track of the Day, Nick's Pick, our Fresh Squeeze Track of the Day, and ticket giveaways. We deliver the best music mix in town. Please, get out of bed and into your day with us Monday through Friday at 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Hey, I'm Raina. It is World Cafe. Here's a cover of a Todd Rundgren song that's been done by Mandy Moore and Rod Stewart. But here, you're hearing the most successful cover version. It's Robert Palmer with Can We Still Be Friends?
when I'm far away in another place, holding out to more, just as your pillow, waiting for your love. You in all the ways, in another place, all I'm thinking of, just can't get enough.
Get up. sky. Take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours unhurt. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Jump,
get up, stand up,
jump, jump,
stand up for your rights.
Bob Marley and the Wailers, get up, stand up. But if you'd rather lie down and go to sleep, a proposal for you coming up in 1 minute here on World Cafe.
All kinds of people, all kinds of music. 88.5,
Discover Music.
The SoCal Sound.
The Cure have announced a 2023 North American tour, Shows of a Lost World, coming to the Hollywood Bowl for 3 nights, May 23rd through 25th, with support from the Twilight Sad. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound is giving away tickets for May 25th. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase is necessary. Tickets are on sale now at ticketmaster.com. The Cure, Hollywood Bowl, May 2023.
I don't care.
Support comes from CSUN's one and only music festival, the 23rd annual Big Show, taking place Saturday, April 8th from 3 to 7 p.m. Performances by Bia, Kamaya, and special guests. Tickets and more information at csunbigshow.com.
Why, hello there, my pretties. It is Julie Slater, your midday host. Hear me Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Each week, we dig deep into an album, our 88.5 album dive, hear a new track off that album in the noon hour. And every Friday, Jason Friday joins me for Friday on a Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. It's all right here on 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
How late is too late to go out to a concert? It's World Cafe. I'm Rena Duras. Maybe you're a night owl and you don't mind a late show, or maybe you're more like recent Oscar winner Jamie Lee Curtis. Earlier this month, Jamie was in an interview and she asked this question.
Why are there no matinees?
Matinees, yes!
Okay, but seriously, I would love, for instance, I love Coldplay. Yeah. I would love to go see Coldplay. I would love it. The problem is, I'm not going to go see Coldplay if they start their show at 9 o'clock and there's an opening act. I want to hear Coldplay at 1 p.m.
Coldplay at 1 p.m. What do you think? Should there be more early shows? Do you agree with Jamie Lee Curtis on this? Let me know at World Cafe on Twitter. Personally, I agree, but there are some bands that need to be at night. You can't go see Gwar at like noon. Coldplay's fine, though. Here they are with Talk on World Cafe.
I don't know what
you believe me when I say this love will never fade away. Oh, because you are the best thing. You are the best thing. You are the best thing. You are the best thing ever. Promising like a spring to walk on out the door. Our hearts are strong and our hearts are kind. Let me tell you just exactly what is on my mind. You are the best thing. You are the best thing. You
That was new from Baylin, Call It Like It Is, from their upcoming new album, Tired Hearts. You'll get to hear that whole thing in May. That wraps up this hour of World Cafe, which can only get to your ears because of our wonderful affiliates. Sending a shout out to all of those affiliates across the country, including KUTX in Austin, Texas, and WFSU in Tallahassee, Florida. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Walton Family Foundation, working to solve social and environmental problems to improve lives today and benefit future generations. More information at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
88.5 FM, KCSN and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR.